Do you remember the Cotton Mill Club?
Yeah. Was a member of the Cotton Mill Club.
Were you?
Yeah. Remember some of the bands that played there, Brendan and the Melting Pot, the Matchmakers, who were friends of mine, and another guy used to come in there and play called Con O'Shea, an Irish guy, and he played the accordion and he was absolutely brilliant.
Is he?
Right.
Do you remember the Cotton Mill Club being built, or was it already there when you...
No, I can remember it being built. It was a proper building with a dance hall, had two halls, a bar, a dance hall, quite a big building. In the playing fields, basically, if you came down Abbots Avenue, where the island is, and turned right at the bottom, you went along there, and there was these two different types of houses other than the standard council houses. They were obviously there, built there before the council estate was built. And then you had them two houses, which was on the side, on the left-hand side of the entrance down into the Cotton Mill Club. And then it was all council houses down to the corner of Butterfield Lane and Cotton Mill. The Cotton Mill Club and all the playing field was behind the council houses. I recall, I think it was a family called Tomses, who were really enthusiastic about getting this Cotton Mill Club going. And I don't know how they did it, it's too long ago to remember. And they were very enthusiastic about getting it going. And when they got it built, I think it was obviously to do with the residents got it built, all the residents in Cotton Mill got it built, and it was brilliant. There was bands on in the dance hall, Saturday and Sunday. It was open 7 days a week, pub hours. I don't think the King Offa were very happy about it being built, but then a lot of people at the time weren't very happy when the King Offa was built. It was thriving. It had football teams, it had Cotton Mill United, Cotton Mill Reserves. It had a dart team, who was a top dart team, St Albans Division 1. There were 7 dart leagues in them days, and Cotton Mill Club attracted some of the best dart players from St Albans to play for them. They were a top dart team, and they had sort of like crib team, you know, the dominoes and all this sort of stuff. There was always something going on down the Cotton Mill Club. Never broke, never vandalised, as far as I can recall, anything like that. It was always open, and a great place for people of Cotton Mill, and it was well used by the people of Cotton Mill to go to. When I lived in Cotton Mill, you knew everybody in Cotton Mill. I could go round the whole block of Cotton Mill Lane, down Gorham Drive, Nuns Lane, Butterfield Lane, that, and basically name the name of every family in the house. Not at least 90% of them you would know. Somebody of them, or you would know their parents, or a child, or whatever. And of course, nobody does that anymore. That's when you lose community spirit.
Tell me about the King Offa.
Well, I can remember the King Offa being built, because I used to go there and play on the building construction, as I did on the church that's opposite the Baptist Church in Abbots Avenue. You could just wander in and play. I said we had a sand pit in our house, thanks to them places, because you could just go over there and nick buckets full of sand and bring it back home and build as new where it had all gone, but they never used to come and get it back. The King Offa was never, ever a popular pub with the residents. For some reason, it just didn't take. And there was no pub on the estate. The nearest was either the King Harry, the Mile House, or the pub at the bottom of the Prospect Road, the Western, I think it's Great Western, or those on London Road, the Great Northern and the Crystal Palace. But the King Offa, it never seemed to take off. Really, it was just unpopular for some reason. I don't know whether it was its position, or maybe, you know, landlords make pubs and this sort of stuff, and if the landlord didn't get on with the residents and that...
So you never used it?
Yes, I played darts for them. I did play darts for them for a couple of years before I moved out of Luton, yeah. And I did start using it. But it was, because it was just round the corner for me, it was just a simple walk over the railway bridge for me. But never used to use it as a social place. I don't think it had, although it had a public bar and a saloon bar, I don't think it was ever a social place. And then when the Cotton Mill Club was going, most people went to the Cotton Mill Club, I think. But simply because, like everything, cheaper beer, cheaper drinks. I don't think I ever can remember the King Offa being crowded.